الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. You can sit. Man Rahim. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 10 of the series of the classes of the purification of the heart, and the title of the class is Conduct of Prayer with Sincerity. Actually, sisters, last week we learned about the importance of having sincerity in prayers in details, and inshallah today we will learn the practice of the prayers with sincerity. Actually, you know that the time of prayer comes when you hear the adhan. The adhan is an Arabic word which means the call of prayer or the call for prayers. On hearing the call for prayers, you must, number one, tell to yourself all praise to Allah. Why all praise to Allah? Because the time to disconnect with all the worldly problems and responsibilities has come. Now I can get some relief of the pressure of the worldly feelings, the worry, sadness, insecurity. I can get rid of all of this. I need to forget completely about all of this so that I can have my mind and my heart during my great meeting with Allah. So as soon as you listen to the call of prayer, sisters, you must have this feeling. You must tell to yourself all praise to Allah. This worldly life with non-ending problems, okay, now I can take some rest, I can take some relief, I can separate, I can disconnect, okay, and in to replace this, I will connect and link with Allah the Almighty. Now I can connect, I will soon connect with Allah in my prayers. And in my prayers, inshallah, I will try my best to have the sincerity so that I will receive Allah's mercy during my prayers. What is the meaning of receiving Allah's mercy during your prayers? This means that you will receive the feelings of help, support, reassurance and tranquility to replace your feelings with fear, worry and loneliness. Number three, when you hear the adhan or the call for prayer, you must tell to yourself, I am so thankful to Allah that the time of prayer comes, because now during my prayers I will call on Allah and I will do supplication to Allah while I am in the prostration, so that I will ask Allah to relieve all my hardships and I will ask Allah to make all my hopes a reality. So in conclusion, you must feel relaxed when you hear the call of prayer, because you will feel that a lot of good and mercy will come to your life. Try to remember Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who always said, relieve us with prayers, O Bilal. Bilal was the one calling for prayers at that time. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, always feel the relief when he hears the call for prayers, because he knows that the time of answering the supplication, the time of the link with the Almighty will come, and inshallah he will receive Allah's mercy. So sister, this must be your feelings when you listen or when you hear the call for prayers. The next is that a question, what to do on hearing the call for prayers. Now my feelings will change. What I am supposed to do? When you hear the call for prayers, you must repeat the same words of it, and you must repeat the same word. So when the one calling for prayers will say Allahu Akbar, you keep on saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, until he will say the second Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah. You keep on saying and repeating Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna la ilaha. You keep on repeating all the time. He is calling for prayers and you are repeating after him. After you finish, you will say this dua or supplication. That dua is that actually, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him, said that the Prophet said, if anyone says when he hears the adhan call for prayers, O God, Lord of this perfect call of the prayer, which is established for all time, grant Muhammad the excellency and raise him up in a praiseworthy position which you have promised. He will be assured of my intercession. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that when you hear the call for prayer and you repeat it after you repeat it, and then you say this dua, Prophet Muhammad will inshallah intercession for you on the day of judgment, inshallah. Actually, sisters, there are a big group of Muslims whom they will enter the paradise because of Prophet Muhammad's intercession. So always remind yourself that you must say this dua after you repeat the adhan at the time of the prayers. Because we are living in America and we don't hear the adhan, so the best way to know the time of prayers and also to say that dua to receive its blessings and reward is that you have the adhan on your computer. So at the time of the prayers, your computer will remind you. You know, you will hear the adhan and you will be reminded, you know, to say, to repeat and also to say the adhan, the dua, inshallah. Soon after the adhan, you will start to prepare yourself for washing for prayer, which is called in Arabic wudu and called in English ablution. Okay? Actually, sisters, I want you to know that ablution is the purity of the spirit and the purity of the body by washing it from the dirt. So ablution is not washing the body only. No, sisters. Ablution is washing the body. This is the purity of the body, and also it is the time for the purity of the spirit. Okay? Because we cannot meet Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, except when we have purity of our spirits and our body. Regarding our body, I will mention to you now the washing for but regarding our spirit, how I will have the purity of my spirit during washing for prayer? Number one, you must have the intention, and in this intention must be in your heart. In your heart, you say, "I will wash this washing for the sake of the prayer, for the sake of Allah." Okay, this is the intention, you say it in your heart. At the same time, while you are washing, you must remind yourself, now again, I must forget about any problem. I can't pray while I have a lot of problems in my mind. I will lose this excellent opportunity. Maybe my supplication in this prayer will save me from a lot of problems. So myself, you are reminding yourself, myself, let us forget all the problems. None can help us except Allah. None can make the change except Allah. None can put the end for my problem except Allah. You are all the time preparing yourself for the meeting and having the purity of your spirit. You try to forget about anything in this worldly life and to deviate all your mind and heart for that great meeting with the Lord of the heavens and earth. And at the same time, sisters, try all the time to remind yourself, Allah is the only one who will shower me with His mercy. Allah is the only one who guides me to the right path. Allah is the only one who forgives my sins. Allah is the only one who cures my illness. Allah is the only one who can make my husband and my kids in a good shape. Allah is the only one who can save me from all the hardships. All the time while you are washing for prayer, you are trying to deviate your mind to the direction of the greatness of Allah. So that when you will start your prayer, inshallah, you will be fully aware of every word you are saying during the prayers. So now, ablution is the purity of the spirit and also of the body. Again, sisters, you must realize how the meeting with Allah is a very special one. Because for Allah only, you must be pure. I must be pure during one meeting in life, the meeting with Allah. We wash for wudu or ablution only to meet Allah. I must have my intention for the meeting only for when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I always realize that the meeting with Allah is totally different from any other meeting. If, for example, today someone will come and tell me, come, you will meet the President of the United States, I will put the best of my clothes. But maybe I will not wash to meet him. Okay? And this is the President of the United States. Okay? But with Allah, the Lord of the heavens and earth, I must wash. I must have the purity of my body and my spirit. So I always realize that Allah is the Lord. My meeting with Him is a very special one. There is none on the earth whom I have to wash. I have to. And I must wash and be pure before meeting Him, except Allah the Almighty. So now, sister, regarding the ablution, the wudu, which is washing for prayers, it was mentioned in the Quran. I want you to know this, that it is mentioned in the Quran about washing for prayers in Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 6. Let us read it now so that if anyone will ask you, how do you know, do you have any proof? You tell her, yes, sister, Surah number 5, verse number 6. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لا لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم من ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who believe, when you intend to offer a salat, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows. Rub your heads and your feet up to the ankles. If you are in a state of janabah, purify yourselves. But if you are ill or on a journey, or any of you comes after answering the call of nature, or you have been in contact with women, and you find no water, then perform tayammum with clean earth and rub therewith your faces and hands. Allah does not want to place you in difficulty, but He wants to purify you and to complete His favor to you, that you may be thankful.
So, you know, sisters, Allah is clarifying that this purification is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Okay, so we must be thankful for Him that He is commanding us to wash for His meeting. And actually, when you have the habit to wash for prayers, you will be always a clean person and you will be always having purity of the body and of the spirit. Now I will mention to you how to wash for prayers, just to revise it with you, sisters. Okay, number one, you make the intention to perform ablution. You say that I am washing for Allah's sake in your heart. Number two, you say Bismillah silently to yourself. Okay, this is a very important to say Bismillah. Okay, in yourself, in silent. Number three, you wash your hands up to the wrist. This is the first washing. Okay, this is your hands. You wash it like this, sisters, and you try to do like this. Okay, your hands three times. Okay, then you rinse your mouth three times. You cup your right hand and you put the water in your mouth, okay, and you rinse your mouth like this. You know, if you feel that you just eat or you are not sure, try to rinse all your mouth, okay? Then you rinse the nostrils of your nose. How? You draw water by your cupped right hand, okay? And then you use your left hand to pinch the nose and wipe it. Okay? While expelling the water from the nasal passages. You just put it in and then try to get it out so that you rinse your nostrils. Then you wash your face from the hairline to the chin and from ear to ear three times with your both hands. Okay? To be sure that all your face is clean. Then you wash your arms from the fingertips to the elbow. You know, sister, be sure that you wash all, your arm from the fingertips to the elbow. You start with the right one and then the left one. Then you wipe your wet hands over your hair from front to back and from the back to the front. Okay? And you wipe the back and the inside. You see, this is the back and this is the inside of your ears. Face three times, okay, but your hair once and your ears once, okay? Then you wash your both feet up to the ankles. And be sure, sister, that you wash your ankles, okay? Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, actually he warned us against forgetting to wash your ankles. They will be in the hellfire if you don't wash them during your washing for prayer. Okay, then you wash your right feet three times and then your left feet three times up to the ankle. This means that you finish your washing for prayers and now you will start to conduct your prayers at the beginning, the standing. Okay, now I will stand for prayers. Okay, sisters, when you stand in prayers for Allah's meeting, remember the Day of Judgment. This is very important. Now we are learning how to have sincerity, how to have my heart and mind during my prayers, because I am in great need to have my heart and mind during my prayers, because there are a lot of blessings which I will receive during my prayers, and we will learn about these blessings now. So, in order to have my heart and mind during my prayers, I will try everything. So as soon as I stand for prayers, I will tell to myself, Mona, you are now standing to meet Allah. Remember the meeting on the Day of Judgment with Him. Okay? At that time, on the Day of Judgment, you will stand with Him for judgment and to know your final eternal destination. So try to remember that your prayers will be the first deed for judgment. And if your prayers are valid, the rest of your deeds will be valid and you will win the paradise. So, Mona, remember the importance of this meeting. If this meeting is valid, inshallah, and all your prayers are valid, inshallah, you have, inshallah, the paradise as your final destination. Remember the Day of Judgment, remember the importance of prayers. Then after I stand, I will face what is called Al-Qibla. Actually, I got for you these pictures. Okay, what is Al-Qibla? Al-Qibla is the sacred mosque. It is called Al-Kaaba. This is Al-Kaaba in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. Okay, so in any place over the world, Muslims must face Al-Kaaba, which is called also Al-Qibla. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, during their prayers. Okay. And when you face Al-Kaaba, sister, try to face it and to direct your spirit also, not only your body. I will direct my body to Al-Kaaba and I will direct my spirit to Al-Kaaba. I will tell to my spirit, to myself, Mona, now it is only this direction which you must concentrate, because you will soon start the meeting with Allah. So now I am standing facing Al-Kaaba, the Qibla. You should make the intention within your heart, the prayer is for the sake and obedience of Allah, and the intention is not uttered loud, it is in your heart. Okay? I will give you now a very important observation. If you are praying alone, place something a short distance in front of your place of prostration so that no one will pass in front of you during your prayers. So suppose now I want to pray, you know, in any place, I must have, for example, my bag or anything, and put it in front of the place of my prostration so that no one will pass while I am praying. Now, sister, you have the intention and you will start your prayers, okay? Your prayers will start with the word Allahu Akbar, okay? Allahu Akbar, this means that Allah is the greatest, okay? When you will start saying Allah is the greatest and you direct your body to Al-Qibla and your spirit, you will also put your both hands beside your face and the thumb in the back of your ears. Okay, and sister, this is the direction which means that all my direction, all my attention, all my concentration is only in this direction. I forget everything. The worldly life is in my back. The worldly life is behind my back, out of my mind. Why? Because now I will meet the greatest. And you know, sisters, I want you to realize that Allah chooses the name the greatest to be the name which we keep on repeating during our prayers, so that we are all the time reminded that I am now in the meeting with the greatest. So I am not supposed to think of any worldly life issues, because they are nonsense. Because the greatest whom I am meeting is the one who is controlling everything. So I must respect him, and I must remember his power, and I must concentrate with his meeting, because Allah is the greatest. Okay? And actually this is the declaration, okay, of the belief in the power of Allah. And also, when you keep on saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this will always make you aware of the importance of the meeting. Also, sisters, when you say from the depth of your heart, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, a lot of feelings will come to you. So Allah is the greatest than my sadness. Allah is the greatest than my hardships. Allah is the greatest than my enemies. Allah is the greatest than any disaster in my life. And this is how you start to feel the reassurance during the prayers. Because so long Allah is the greatest, so Allah can solve any problem. And Allah can end any hardship. And Allah can make any hope a reality. So to keep on saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, try to feel it. Okay? Because this is a source of reassurance during the prayers. Every word and every act in the prayers have a meaning and must have an effect on your spirit. Before prayers, you fear the anger of your husband. You fear poverty. You fear illness. You fear weakness. You feel loneliness. But when I say Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, so after prayers I am not supposed to fear anything, because the greatest will take care of me, as we will learn now. After you will say Allah is the greatest, actually there is an opening supplication. Okay, you can say it and you cannot say it. It is not a must in the prayers. But I will just mention it to you so that you know it. Okay? This opening supplication is, O Allah, make my sins distant from me as you have made the east and the west distant from each other. Okay? I will say it again. O Allah, make my sins distant from me as you have made the east and the west distant from each other. Okay, you want the sins to be distant, you want shaitan to be distant, and you want to concentrate with Allah. Okay? And again, sisters, I want you to know that there is a special shaitan for prayers. He is called the Khanzab. So, before starting to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and starting your prayers, you must say, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You must say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, so that number one, you make the shaitan away from you, and number two, before recitation of the Quran, it is recommended to seek refuge from the shaitan, as Allah said, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I will tell you where this in the Quran also, that before recitation of the Quran, you must say, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan.
This is must be said after the dua.
Yes.
Before
you start the recitation of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay. You want to know where is this in the Quran? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Okay. Okay. Let me give it to you. Because there are lots to tell you, inshallah. Scholars have this point regarding recitation of Surah, regarding recitation of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some of them, they recommend to recite it loudly, others silently. It is up to you, okay, to recite it loudly or silently, but you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then you will continue the rest of Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah. Now I will mention to you hadith about Surah Al-Fatiha, which will help you to have the sincerity during recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Allah the Exalted said, I have divided the prayer Al-Fatiha into two halves. Between me and my servant, a half of it is for me, and a half of it is for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. So again, sisters, before clarifying to you this hadith, you must know that if you recite Surah Al-Fatiha with sincerity, you will receive two promises from Allah. Number one, you will receive a promise from Allah that Allah will help you. And you will receive a promise from Allah that Allah will guide you. So long every one of us need these two promises, the promise of the help and the promise of the guidance, actually, which are all what we need from this life. In this life, I need help and I need guidance. Allah is promising us, when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha with sincerity, that He will provide us with help and guidance, as I will clarify to you now, inshallah. When you say in Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 2, Rahman al-Rahim, sisters, again regarding Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, sister, this must be the beginning of every action and saying in your life, because you will get the blessings of mentioning the name of Allah. So when you enter your house, you say Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim. When you come out of your house, you say Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim. When you enter the masjid, Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim. Start to write anything, you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you dress, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Even when you come to your husband for the intimate relation, you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and Allah will protect the baby. If you will have a baby from this relation, Allah will protect the baby, so long you mention the name of Allah before this intimate relation. So always remember to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning of everything and action. Then verse number 2 is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks are Allah's, the Lord of the mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Okay? So long we are reciting the Arabic in Quran in during our prayers. So you will say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When you will say this, Allah will answer you, my servant has praised me. So I want you, sisters, when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, so that inshaAllah you will have, inshallah, you will have the blessings of Surah Al-Fatiha when you will say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and you wait a few seconds as if you are listening to Allah saying, my servant has praised me. Okay? So, because now during Surah Al-Fatiha you will have the dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will feel that he will give you the two promises at the end, which I mentioned to you. How to feel these two promises, which will give you a lot of reassurance and tranquility? When you feel that now I am talking to Allah, I am saying to him, all praise to you, so he answered me, my servant has praised me. Then I will tell him verse number 3, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, Allah, because he is the most gracious, the most merciful, will say, my servant has glorified me. Then when you will say, Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the day of recompense, Allah will say, my servant has glorified me. So you will say, sister, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then, sisters, I want you to say from the depths of your heart, you feel it in English, but you say it in Arabic, all praise to Allah. Indeed, all praise to Allah. I realize all praise to Allah. Okay? Because I have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, acceptance of my life. I accept everything. I appreciate everything. I realize that whatever Allah decreed for me is the best. So in reality, I am saying all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And I need also to clarify to you, sisters, when you keep on saying Alhamd, all praise to Allah, you will have very good high mood. You know, this is a psychological point. We will take our time with the clarification and the description of the prayer so that inshallah you will have its blessings. In life, if you have two persons, one of them, or two sisters, one of them all the time is complaining. I'm not happy. I'm not successful. Everything is against me. None of my hopes are real. Why this life is so difficult? What is the end of these problems? You know, this is one sister. And you have another sister whom she's living the same circumstances exactly. But from the depths of her heart, she is always saying, all praise to Allah. Whatever I have in my life, inshallah, is the best. Maybe I don't understand it, but I have full confidence in the mercy of Allah. Allah is the most merciful. Allah knows and I don't know. Allah is always guiding us to the best. And Allah is not in need of anyone. And Allah is not in need to punish anyone or to give us hard time. Because out of His mercy, He will send us to the paradise. So I believe that Allah is the most merciful. So whatever He decreed for me, inshallah, is the best. But still I am a weak human being and I don't have knowledge. So sometimes I don't understand the decree of Allah. But I believe and I realize that all praise to Allah. You know, sisters, if you have these two sisters, okay, the first sister whom she's always upset with her life, she will be always not in a good shape psychologically. She will be lazy. She will be reluctant. She will be sad. Maybe she will have depression. She will not be able to fulfill her responsibilities in life because she's not happy. And when you are not happy, you will never be able to do any responsibilities or to achieve any goal. You must be happy. And you must be accepting and you must be convinced so that you can move in life and you can do good deeds and you can achieve your goal. So, you know, sister, this is sister number 1. You know, she is living in her sadness and you know, not accepting the decree of Allah, not fulfilling any of the responsibilities, and every day you will be down. The other sister, whom she's living the same circumstances, but she is a believer in the oneness of Allah, in the mercy of Allah, in the power of Allah, she is every day in a better situation. Why? Because she is in a good relation with Allah. Allah will shower her with His mercy. And the biggest mercy is the spiritual balance. Is that you have peace in your spirit. Is that you are accepting everything. Is that my goal in life is to fulfill my responsibilities. My husband is not so good or nice, no problem. No problem. Life is not for him. My deeds are not for him. I have Allah. I am doing everything for his sake. I love him. And he is the only power and will in this life. So long he is with me and taking care of me, I will obey him. With everyone. With anyone. Okay? This is the sister whom she will have all the reward of every deed in her life. This is regarding the Day of Judgment. But regarding this worldly life, she will be always in a good mood. Why? Because I am accepting everything. When you tell me, Sister Mona, you are ill, I tell you, no, don't worry, forget it, no problem. Sister Mona, whatever, you are alone without your family, no, Sister, Allah is with me. Accepting. How you can accept and how you can move on and how you can fulfill your responsibilities when you always say, Alhamdulillah, 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 for everything, Alhamdulillah. And again, sister, try to question yourself. Can you change any of the circumstances? None can change. So why not to be thankful to Allah, to have the blessings of being thankful? When you say Alhamdulillah, you will be rewarded, basically. The word, all praise to Allah, you will be rewarded for it. This is number one. Number two, you are sending to Allah the message of acceptance of His decree. So you are a believer. Okay? Number three, you are trying to accommodate with the reality. This is the reality. None can change the reality. So to escape it or to accommodate with it. The more you escape, the more you will never tolerate. But the more you accept, the more you can accommodate and you will be familiar. Then Allah will shower you with His mercy. And Allah will make the changes. Because you prove to Him that, oh Allah, I accept everything from you and I say all praise to Allah. So I want you sisters to try all the time to have these words all the time on your tongue from the depths of your heart. Not only on your tongue, but the source is your heart. All praise to Allah. All praise to Allah. Okay? So, now when you will say all praise to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, and again, sisters, you must say all praise to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, because Allah is the owner of the Day of Judgment. Allah is the one who can send you right or left, according to His mercy. If you live your life with Him all the time, thankful, obedient, accepting, okay, you are an obedient servant to Him. Allah will love you. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah will forgive you. And Allah also will cover you, will cover your mistakes on the Day of Judgment. When all the human beings are around and they all can know your mistakes from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, everyone will be witness on the Day of Judgment. Allah will cover your mistakes because Allah loves you, because you were thankful to Him and accepting all the time His decree. But if you are the other human being or the other Muslim who is always not happy with Allah, not accepting Allah's decrees, not obeying Allah, so on the Day of Judgment it will be very difficult. Okay, sisters? Next verse, after now you say to Allah, when you will say to the Malik Yawm al-Din, the master of the Day of Judgment, Allah will also say, my servant has glorified me. So for three times, you glorified Allah. This is the first part which Allah said, Surah Al-Fatiha is divided between me and my servant. The first part is for Allah. You praise Allah, you glorify Allah, you glorify Allah. Now, in verse number 5, okay, your reward will start to come. When you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help, Allah will say, this is between me and my servant. Now your half will start. The first half was for Allah, now your half will start. This is between me and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. You asked for what? You tell to Allah, we ask for help. All praise to Allah. Now when I say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, then I hear Allah saying, this is between me and my servant will, my servant shall acquire what he asked for. I say to myself, all praise to Allah. Now Allah will help me. I receive the first reward from my prayer. Because I said to him, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. And he said that I will acquire what I ask for. I ask for help. Alhamdulillah. So after the prayer, Allah will help me. A lot of reassurance and tranquility. Okay? Then I will continue verse number 6 and guide us to the straight path, the way of those on whom you have granted your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor those who went astray. Again, sisters, you know, we want all the time to be guided. Because when Allah will guide me, okay, Allah will make all the shaitan ways away from me. For example, when I wake up in the morning and I have a phone call from one sister, Sister Mona, there is a very nice movie today in the morning from 11 to 2 o'clock. Let us go to the movie and enjoy it together, Sister Mona. Okay? Then I tell to myself, I tell her, okay, thank you, I will think it over. Immediately, I will tell to myself, Mona, you have the class today in the masjid. Okay, you are going to the masjid. I didn't have any problem to choose because Allah is guiding me. You see, this is the guidance. The guidance, sisters, means to follow the commands of Allah very easily, very simply. You choose always the guidance. Okay, so you tell her, you call her again and tell her, sister, I'm very sorry. She will tell you, but the movie is excellent and everyone is going and today is the last day for the movie and you will lose a lot of happiness and all of this. Tell her, sister, in reality, I didn't hear all what you said. Inshallah, I am going to the masjid. Meeting with Allah, you know, sister, this is the guidance. Meeting with Allah is the best meeting in life. I am very happy and I am confident and I am preparing myself to meet Allah. Regarding the movie, actually, if I have the opportunity to watch it, well and good. If I don't have it, I don't care. Salamu alaykum, sister. Then I will come to the masjid and I will be very happy because Allah is guiding me. So, you know, sister, this is the importance of the guidance, is that all the time you are on the right path. Okay? So, when you will say this, Allah will reply to you and will say, this is for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. So, twice during Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah will say to you, this is for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. So, after finishing Surah Al-Fatiha, all praise to Allah, I will realize that my dialogue with Allah was successful, and now I feel that, inshallah, I will be always guided, and I will have the help of Allah. Okay, sisters, after you finish Surah Al-Fatiha, you will recite... Thank you, this is from... Surah Al-Fatiha, sisters, we are supposed to recite a small surah or verse of the Quran, surah of the Quran, chapter of the Quran, a small one. Try to concentrate and try to have sincerity because again and again, sisters, the Quran is the source of the mercy, okay, and cure for the spirits. As believers in the oneness of Allah, you know, sisters, and so long, yeah, most of you are revert. You know, sister, this is a very important fact regarding the Quran. The Quran is the source of the mercy and a cure. You know why, sisters? Because of the rules of the Quran. Because the Quran will tell me, don't worry about what you lose in the worldly life. Allah will compensate for you. Don't be angry about, you know, if you don't have what you are looking for. Allah knows and you don't know. Okay? Allah will tell me that try to have the good manners and the good values, and if the people will not compensate for you, I will compensate for you. So the rules of the Quran, it is not just to listen while you are not in understanding. No, the Quran is the source and the mercy because of the message and the rules of the Quran. When you will learn the rules of the Quran, okay, you may like something and it is not good for you. Okay, live the life as an act of worship for Allah. Okay, don't respond to someone who is trying to do for you a bad deed with a bad deed. Respond with a good deed and Allah will compensate for you. You see, this is the mercy and the cure of the Quran. So I will never be upset with the human beings because my life is an act of worship to Allah. If they are good, well and good. If they are not good, none of my business. My business is with the one who has the power and will, and who is promising me to help me and to guide me. This is the one I am living with, and this is the one I am obeying, and this is the one I am believing that he will take care of me all the time. This is the message of the Quran, which is always the cure and mercy for the spirits. After you finish the recitation of the Quran, then you will say again, Allah is the greatest, and you will do ruku'ah. Okay, sister, the position of the body and the heart and the mind that reflect your modesty and respect and the humbling to Allah. You are bowing in respect to your Lord, saying, glory be to my Lord, who is the very greatest. Again, sisters, the position of the body in the ruku'ah, and then again in the prostration, both of them are proofing that this is a proof that we are the servants of Allah. We are the slaves of Allah. We respect Allah. We humble to Allah. Because this is very important. When you start to have these feelings in your spirit very active, and then you are down, okay, you will start to call on Him. Why? Because I realize that I was bowing in front of Him. And then I am having my face down in front of Him. This means that I am weak, I am helpless, I have no power. And Allah the One have all the power and the will. So, my spirit, this is an excellent opportunity. Call on Him. Ask Him for anything. Have His help for you. Call Him to get your hardship out. This is how you prepare yourself, your spirit to do dua to Allah. When you do ruku' and you do sujood and you feel that you are helpless, at that second your spirit will call for the most powerful Allah, the Almighty. Okay, sister, so you will have... So during the ruku' you say, glory be to my Lord who is the very greatest. Or, O Allah, to you belongs all the praise. Then you will start the prostration after saying also Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Prostration is the highest form of submission and yielding the self to Allah. When you fix your face, okay, upon the earth in a position of full humbling to Allah. And you know, sisters, when you are down like this completely, okay, you will feel from the depths of your heart that I am nothing. I am just a handful of dust. I cannot do anything. Okay? And at the same time, while I am down like this, I am very close to the greatest. So I will say to Him, glorified is my Lord the highest. I am in the lowest position and Allah is in the highest position. And in spite of this difference and this distance, I am very close to Him. This is the closest position to Allah. When I am so close to the earth and Allah is above all the heavens. You know, sisters, all of these are meaning and feelings for the spirit to feel it, to feel, how can I be so close to Allah while I am so in the lowest position and He is in the highest position? This is Allah. Allah wants you to be close to Him while you are very weak, while you are helpless. Because while you are down like this, you cannot do anything. Okay? You are not moving at all. You are nothing. And at that position, I am close to him. So when you are close, sisters, like this, and you say three times, glorified is my Lord the highest, I want you, sisters, not to move. I am repeating this many times, you know, because this is Surah Al-Fatiha with sincerity is one of the secrets of the prayers. So good prostration is the second secret of the prayers. And actually, it is the relief of all the hardships. All your hardships in life, inshallah, will be relieved when you call on Allah with sincerity while you are down in prostration. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, as for ruku', bowing, you should glorify your Lord during performing it. As for prostration, you should do your best to supplicate and ask for more from him. Because your supplication during prostration are more worthy to be accepted. So, you know, sisters, while you are down, it is actually, suppose that you prepare yourself. Before prayers, when I listen to the adhan, while I was watching for prayers, I am telling today I have the problem so and so, and I have this hardship, and I want this to happen, and this person caused for me troubles, and I am not happy with so and so, so I want to say all of this to Allah, in great depth, everything, whatever you are not happy with, you say it to Allah, the Almighty, with complete confidence. That inshallah he will answer you. Okay, sisters? If you lose this opportunity, you are a great loser. Because there is no other position. You can be close to Allah and to call for him to answer your supplication except during the prostration. After you will finish the prayer, you will raise up and say Subhana Rabbi, Allahu Akbar, again Allah is the greatest, then you will repeat it again, you have another opportunity to call on Allah, and this is the end, okay, of the first rak'ah. The second one is the same, but at the end of the second one and the fourth one, you will say At-Tashahud. What is the meaning of At-Tashahud? At-Tashahud means greetings, prayers, and the good things of life belong to Allah. Peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be on you, O Prophet. May peace be upon us and on the devout slaves of Allah. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah. Okay? Then this part, this half, you say it at the end of the second rak'ah. But at the end of the fourth rak'ah, you say this half and you add to it, O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family as you blessed Ibrahim and his family. You are the most praised, the most glorious. O Allah, bestow your grace on Muhammad and his family as you bestowed it on Ibrahim and his family. You are the most praised, the most glorious. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You say it, assalamu alaikum, to the right side and then to the left side, and you finish the prayers. Okay? Just I need to clarify to you about al-tashahud. I want to tell you why we are saying al-tashahud, because I clarified to you all what we, the meaning of all the parts of the prayers. Al-tashahud. T-A-S-H-A-H-O-O-D. Ta-shahud. Because, you know, it contains al-shahada. You know, in Islam, al-shahada is I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, okay? This is the declaration of belief, okay, or testification of belief. Again, you say it in the second part, first part of al-tashahud. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the meaning, okay? Why it is called al-tashahud? But al-tashahud contains testification of the oneness of Allah, testification that Prophet Muhammad is his messenger, calling on Allah to bless our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to bestow his grace on him as happened to Prophet Ibrahim. Okay, so this is the end of the prayers, and after the prayers, sisters, you say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times and you end with Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Sisters, it is...